Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we continue to pray. We thank thee again for the lovely person of thy beloved Son. We thank thee, Lord, that so many of us here know him personally as our Savior and Lord. And our Father, we thank thee for any desire that is in our heart to be molded more and more into the image of thy Son. We pray, Lord, today that the Lord Jesus will have a place of absolute supremacy among us. We remember that it is God's purpose that in all things he might have the preeminence. And so, Lord, we pray that in our hearts he might be first, and then in our homes he might take that exalted place. And Lord, we pray that in the local assemblies of saints gathered to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord, that he might be over all. Our Father, we pray for thy blessing on the ministry this afternoon. We all have unique needs as we stand before thee. We pray, Lord, for the work of the gracious Holy Spirit of God to guide in the ministry and to guide the Word of God to our hearts. We pray, our Father, for the gospel meeting tonight. We thank, Lord, that the gospel meeting is not just tacked on to the end as if it were unimportant. But, Lord, we know that among us there are souls that are still without Christ. God grant that even today there might be precious souls that will turn to the Savior, and that they will trust him, and that they will learn to love him. And Lord, we pray that many might be saved at this time. Pray to remember the gospel in other places. Again, we pray for the meetings in Sarnia and meetings going on and starting in other places. Lord, we do pray that the rich blessing of God might be seen. And in these closing days of the dispensation, that the Lord Jesus might be further honored by souls trusting Christ. Again, our Father, we pray for other needs that are represented here. Again, we pray for Dave and Penny and all of the family. We think of the Peterman family back in Detroit, grieving at this time. And Lord, others that we know far distant, and this is a day of loss and sorrow for them. God, we pray that thou wilt draw near and comfort. We thank thee, Lord, that human comfort has its limits, but thou art the God of all comfort, and so we turn our hearts to thee. And so, Lord, bless this meeting, we pray. Help us to honor the Lord Jesus Christ, whose name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.